Good morning, everyone. It's very nice to be here and to be able to share with you from God's Word. We're going to read from the same passage when Nicol read this morning. Some of you may have received a little piece of paper that has the verses written in English and other languages. Or if you'd like to, you can look in a Bible like this, a blue Bible. You might find one in front of your chair or underneath your chair. And if you're using this Bible, it's on page 977. We're looking at Matthew 11, verse 25 to 30. If you're using both, you might notice a slight difference. That's because the one on the piece of paper, we're trying to use a slightly easier words just so we can explain the English, but it's saying the exact same thing. So don't worry, if it's slightly different, it's the same thing. Also, if I'm saying things that you perhaps don't understand, and there's a word I say which you don't understand, I hope I'll be able to explain it for you. But if you want to just whisper to the person next to you, what does that mean? I'm sure that's absolutely fine. If you want a much longer explanation, maybe just wait till after the service, and anybody here would be very happy to talk to you and explain to you anything. I wonder if you would accept an invitation. If somebody came to you and invited you, would you accept the invitation? And it partly depends, doesn't it? It depends on two things. First of all, who is giving the invitation? And then, what are they inviting you to? So you might get an invitation in the post like this, or somebody might just talk to you and invite you. If my brother came to me and said, why don't you come to my birthday party? He's my brother, so I love him. I want to go to his party. That's very easy. But if a stranger on the street came up to me and said, hey, I'm having a birthday party. Do you want to come? Maybe. But first of all, I want to find out, who are they? Can I trust them? Do I like them? Do I want to be with them? And in this passage, we're going to see an invitation that is one of the most amazing invitations ever. And we're going to find out who's giving the invitation and what the invitation is. You see, in this passage, Jesus is speaking, and at first, he's praying to God. And we learn something very important about him. So if we can get those verses up on the screen, Jesus says, I am the one who can introduce you to God. That's pretty amazing. If the person on the street that invited me to the birthday party, if I said, well, who are you and whose birthday party is it? If they said, I'm a relative of the Queen and actually she wants to meet you and she asked me to come and invite you to her birthday party. Well, either I would think that they're lying, because it doesn't happen very often, or I would be very interested in going along. Jesus is saying something here which is very similar, but even more amazing. He says that he is the Son of God. In verse 25, he is praying, and he calls God Father. He says, at that time, Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. He calls God Father, and then later in verse 27, he calls himself Son. All things have been committed or given to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those whom the Son chooses to reveal him. So the first thing that we know about Jesus is that he is the Son of God, and he can reveal God to us. So at first, we're amazed that Jesus is the Son of God, and then he says, I'm not just the Son of God, but in fact, I'm the only one who can reveal God to you. I'm the only one who can help you to know God. And this word reveal doesn't just mean think about God and to know stuff about God, but it means to really know God. It's like that person on the street who said, the Queen would like to meet you. It's almost as if Jesus is saying, I can introduce you to God. So we know a little bit more about the person who is inviting us. Can you imagine meeting someone like this? But isn't it unfair that Jesus says, I'm the only person who can show you God? Isn't that a little bit arrogant that Jesus says, you can only know God through me? He alone knows God and he alone can introduce us to God. But look at what he says next. When Jesus makes the invitation, he says, come all of you. He invites absolutely everyone. So Jesus is not limiting things. He is saying, everyone is invited. I have someone I would like to introduce you to. I can introduce you to God. Everyone is invited. So we know who the person is. He's a son of God, and he can introduce us to God. But it would depend very much what's he inviting us to. And so we see that in verse 28 to 30, that Jesus is inviting us to something really, really amazing. He says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened. Jesus says, everyone who is weary and burdened, come to me. Now, the people that Jesus was talking to, they knew what it felt like to be weary, to be carrying heavy loads. They were very religious people. And they were trying very hard to please God. They were trying to do all sorts of things to make God happy, to make sure that God would accept them. To please God, the priests taught these people that they had to do certain things to follow God. There were rules about how you should eat, rules about who you should marry, rules about money. But they weren't just rules about little aspects of life. They were rules that were trying to show people what was the right thing to do, how to be a good person. And we heard earlier that when you are weary, it's because you're trying to do something that is very hard. And these rules were hard. They were very hard. And the rules showed that although people wanted to please God and they wanted to do the right thing, in fact, they couldn't. They couldn't please God. They needed help from somebody else. It showed them that they needed to have somebody come who would take away that sense of shame that they felt because they wanted to please God, but they couldn't. They needed someone to take the sense of guilt that they felt because they wanted to please God, but they couldn't. It was too hard. They tried so hard, but it felt like a burden. It felt like a heavy load. But this is not just for people back then. We know that the Bible was written for us today as well. And maybe you come from a very religious background with lots of rules to follow. You have to do certain things which will make you a good person. Or you have to follow certain rules to make God happy. All of the main religions in the world say that there are certain things you need to do to get to heaven. These things can become like a burden, which we carry around with us. And if you do come from a religious background, then it's very easy to imagine how amazing this invitation is. Imagine someone who comes and says, come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened. But Jesus' invitation is not just for those of us who come from a religious background. Maybe we're here, and actually you don't believe in God. Or you think, well, I haven't had a very religious background. I haven't grown up from a religious family or a religious culture. Jesus has the same invitation to us. He still says, come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened. And we can put these burdens on ourselves. Some of us can feel lots of pressure to be the best, especially in a place like Cambridge. We can try to be the best so that we are accepted by our families. Or we can try to do certain things so that our friends will like us. Maybe if we get the right grades, then life will be okay. Or if I can just get that job, well, things will be okay. If I can just find the right person to marry, things will be okay. And so we pursue those things. We run after them. We really try hard to get them. And sometimes we achieve them, and they might give us some happiness. Often, we don't. And we keep pursuing a sense of meaning and a sense of purpose. We want something more in life that's fulfilling. When we don't reach those things, we feel a sense of shame. Will I be accepted? Will I accept myself the way I am? I'm just so tired. We're looking for something more. And Jesus says, if this is you, no matter who you are, no matter what your background is, he says, first of all, come to me. Come to me, and I can give you what you need. We know he is the Son of God. Jesus says, I'm the Son of God. I can introduce you to God. I can give you what you need. It was very touching to hear what Ollie said, and that everything finally made sense when he realized that he was really craving a personal relationship with God. He wanted something more, not just actions to do, not just rules to follow. He wanted a person, a relationship. That's what Jesus says. He says, come to me, and I can give you rest. What else does Jesus offer? He says, come to me, and then he explains what happens when we come to him. So if we look at the next verses, I'll read verse 28 to 30. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Now, I don't know how many of you have used a yoke recently, so let me explain what a yoke is. During this time, a yoke would have been something we could use, human beings could use to carry something. It would be like a wooden plank that goes across your shoulders, and you could carry maybe two buckets, and that could be a yoke. But more often, a yoke was used on cattle, on oxen, to help plow the fields. And I think we have a picture of that. So there's a yoke on the top right. It would be a wooden thing that goes across the oxen's shoulders, and then he would pull a plow to dig the fields up. So this is a yoke. And when Jesus says, take my yoke, the people who are hearing him would have heard him, would have understood exactly what he means. They would see this every day. They would see a yoke. But they would also understand that Jesus isn't talking about a piece of wood. He's not saying, I have a piece of wood for you. He's trying to teach them a lesson. And Jesus gives an amazing picture of what it's like to become a Christian. You see, the people he was talking to knew that this yoke, this wooden bar, symbolized all of those rules, all of those things that they had to do to please God. They would talk about it themselves as something that is heavy to carry. It's something difficult. And Jesus says, take my yoke. He's asking them to put aside their heavy burdens, their heavy yoke, and he says, take my yoke. Now, what does this mean? Why is Jesus saying my yoke? Is Jesus just giving us more stuff to do? Well, Jesus' yoke is very different. He says later that it's easy and it's light. And I think Jesus is saying something even more amazing. You could often get a single yoke like this, where one ox would get a yoke on his shoulders and pull. But you could sometimes get a double yoke, which would go across two oxen. And I think there's an amazing picture here that Jesus is trying to show us. Jesus is thinking about this double yoke, where two oxen would pull together, and they would do the work together, And often when a young ox was being taught how to plow, using a plow is not natural to an ox. When they were taught, a young one would be put with a much older, stronger, experienced ox, and they would be linked together, and they would work together. And Jesus, I think, is saying, he's saying to the people, the yoke that I have is light, and it's my yoke. Come with me. He's almost like he's saying, I am the experienced ox, the one who knows what to do, the one who will pull the burden. You just follow me. He says later in verse 29, if we can have the verses up again, he says, take my yoke and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble. Jesus is there, helping us, guiding us. He's the Son of God who lived on earth. He knows just what it's like to face any challenge we face. And he's inviting us to come to him and to take his yoke and to go with him, a yoke which is light and easy. In fact, the yoke is so light and so easy, it feels like rest. Sometimes we think that rest is just sitting down, eating some unhealthy food, and doing something which isn't very constructive. Maybe we think rest is just sitting on the sofa, watching TV. But actually, that might be a form of rest, but we need certain things to happen before we can rest. We can't rest if there are lots of important things to do. Even if we just sit back and relax, all of those things will be going on our minds. If the weekend comes, and I know that I haven't paid rent, I haven't paid my bills for electricity and water, and I know that on Monday the landlord is going to throw me out and I have nowhere to go, even if I sit down and watch TV, I'm not going to feel very rested, am I? Because I know there's so many important things that have to happen. But if the important things are taken care of, then I could be doing something very demanding and I would still be rested. I would still be relaxed because I know the important things are taken care of. This is the kind of rest that Jesus is saying. He says, you will find rest for your souls because I'll take care of the important things. The most important thing Jesus offers is to make us acceptable to God, to give us that relationship with God and a God who loves us, a God who wants to be in a relationship with us. He makes us acceptable by taking the punishment for us, by doing the work that we needed to do. He takes away our shame. He restores us and allows us to work alongside him. He gives us value in God's eyes. He makes us acceptable. When Jesus does that, then we find real rest. We know that when we're acceptable to God, the most important thing is taken care of. When you come to Jesus, we give him those burdens of trying to do the right thing to please others or to please God. And instead, we are introduced to God and we can please him. Instead of following rules, Jesus says, come and follow me, work with me, work alongside me. And do you know who's making this invitation? It's the Son of God. The Son of God who says, I know God. I can introduce you. Come, take off those burdens. Take on my burden. It's very light. I can take you to God. I can help you go to God. This is what it means to be a Christian. This is what it means to follow Jesus, is to trust him. To trust Jesus when he says, I'm the Son of God. To trust him when he says, I can introduce you to God. We trust him when he says, take off that heavy burden. I'll take care of it. And then we walk with him and we follow him. That's what it means to be a Christian. And Jesus here is asking all of us. He's inviting all of us. And the question we have to ask ourselves is the invitation worth it? The Son of God is saying, come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. That's an amazing invitation by an amazing person. All we need to do is trust him. If you have any questions about what I've said, or if you'd like to talk more after the service, I'll be very happy to chat with you afterwards. Even better, talk to somebody that you know. Talk to a friend. I'll be at the back by the door, and please come and talk to me if you have any questions about this. Also, if you've been thinking about this and you wonder if maybe you do want to accept that invitation, please tell somebody. Tell a Christian friend. Come and tell somebody who is a leader here, myself or Tim, or there are others we can introduce you to. I'm going to end now with a prayer, and then we're going to sing. Dear God, we thank you that you sent Jesus, your Son, to come and to take away our burdens. Help us to trust you, Lord. Help us to put down those heavy burdens that we are carrying, and help us to walk with you and to trust you to introduce you to God. For some people here who have never heard about Jesus or about God, and this might be the first thing that they've heard, I pray that you would help them to understand. For those who are thinking more about Christianity and are wondering what it means to be a Christian, Father, I pray that you would help them also to understand. And for us who are here who've been Christians for a long time, you know that we are not perfect and we still need to follow you. Help us to understand as well. We pray this in your name. Amen.